духовный учитель обычно объяснял сознание Кришны. То есть, что сознание Кришны является искусственным состоянием ума. Это состояние какое-то автоматическое, духовного уровня. Например, когда мы воспеваем Хари Кришна, неестественно заняты неестественной деятельностью души.
Krishna consciousness is the actual constitutional nature of everything.
Сознание Кришны является институциональной природой живого существа.
It's like when we refer to the shine coming from the sun, we say this is called sunshine.
И, как, например, в отношении света, который исходит от солнца, мы говорим, это солнечный свет.
Because the shine is dependent upon the original energetic source, the sun.
Поскольку свет зависит от изначального источника света, солнца. Точно так же, когда мы говорим о сознании каждого живого существа, то действительное сознание означает сознание
Кришны.
Это естественное сознание каждого живого существа. Но в настоящее время мы находимся в состоянии забытия о отношении к Кришне.
And therefore our consciousness is absorbed in many other things except besides Krishna.
И поэтому наше сознание погружено в многие другие вещи, кроме Кришны.
Although ultimately nothing can exist in Krishna.
Хотя в конечном итоге ничего не может существовать независимо от Кришны.
So Krishna consciousness means that it's the natural state of every living being.
Так сознание Кришны означает естественное состояние каждого живого существа. Потому что признак живого существа — это живая сила
сознания.
Это признак жизни.
It's like when we're looking at this body, we understand the symptom of life in the body is consciousness.
И если мы присмотримся к этому телу, то мы определим, что признак жизни этого тела — это сознание.
Therefore, it is understood that the body minus consciousness is a dead one.
Поэтому понятно, что тело минус сознание означает мертвое тело.
So it is due to the presence of this consciousness that we say that there is somebody who is living.
Итак, вследствие присутствия сознания в этом теле мы говорим, что кто-то живет.
So this consciousness is the actual state of every living being.
Итак, это сознание является настоящим состоянием его.
And the consciousness is not dependent upon the chemicals that derive this physical life.
И сознание не зависит от химических веществ, которые составляют это материальное.
Consciousness is eternal.
Сознание вечно.
Just as is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that the living being, our soul, is also eternal.
Также это описывается в Бхагавад Гите, что душа также вечна.
But when that consciousness, a pure spiritual spark, comes in contact with material nature,
но когда это сознание, чистая духовная частица, приходит в контакт с материальной природой,
just as when a pure raindrop falls to the ground and mixes with earth, it becomes muddy.
Это подобно тому, как когда чистая дождевая капля падает на землю, смешивая землю, становится грязью.
Similarly, when a pure spiritual spark, living entity, comes in contact with
точно так же, когда чистая духовная частица, душа приходит в контакт с физическим миром.
He becomes conscious of, he becomes forgetful of his eternal relationship with Krishna.
Он начинает забывать о своих вечных взаимоотношениях с Кришной.
And instead, his natural eternal consciousness becomes reposed upon the external temporary phenomenal world.
И вместо духовных вещей, сознание прилагается к времени. самые основные предметы в нашей
Still, it cannot depend upon our ability to see, to understand. They cannot be studied by the academic processes which are taught in modern universities and educational systems.
Under the influence
Does Krishna explain in Bhagavad Gita?
Krishna is there in Bhagavad Gita.
That he knows Svetyata Devi Komam Jodhanam Jara. That the embodied soul passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age.
Он объясняет, что так же, как воплощенная душа приходит в тело ребенка, в тело юноши и в тело старика.
Simply the soul passes into another body in death.
Точно так же, говорит на смерти, душа приходит в следующее тело.
One who is self-realized is not resulted by this change. Self-realized means one who knows the difference between matter and spirit. He knows his actual identity beyond this temporary physical
plane.
So Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also explains. Mata Paratara Manyat Kinshit Asti Nanandana. He says there's no truth superior. Everything is resting upon me just like pearls are resting on a thread. So what he is explaining in this verse is that he is the origin of everything that is in existence. And everything is resting upon his energy. And he gives the example just like pearls are resting on a thread. In the same way, everything is resting upon the energy of the Supreme. And so he establishes that actually everything that exists has a relationship.
Итак, он устанавливает, что все, что существует, имеет взаимоотношение.
And he is the original primeval source of everything.
А он является изначальным, первичным источником всего.
And he is described as it is to be sarva-karana-karana, to be the cause of all causes.
И он описывает Заведа как сарва-карана-карана, то есть источник, причина всех вещей.
The cause of all causes means that everything that exists within our experience.
Источник всех причин, это означает, что все, что существует в пределах нашего опыта,
if we take it to its original cause,
если мы проследим изначальную причину всего,
then we come to that primary source of everything.
То мы придем к этому изначальному источнику всего.
And that primary source is Krishna.
И это изначальный источник Кришна.
He is the Supreme Spirit.
Он Верховный Дух.
But not only is he the Supreme Spirit,
но он не только Верховный Дух.
But it's described in the Vedic literatures. There's a different phase of understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. Vedanta Tattva Dhyasgyanam Atma Brahmeti Paramatmiti Bhagavaniti Sabhyate. The learned transcendentalists who know the Absolute Truth, they call this non-dual substance. These are different phases of the Absolute Truth. The Brahman phase is the all-pervasive spiritual aspect of God. And it's described that everything within this creation is resting upon this
Brahman.
Because everything ultimately is coming from the spiritual energy of the Lord. But beyond this aspect of the Lord, of this Brahman feature, there is a higher aspect as well, which is called Paramatma. Paramatma is the super soul in the heart of a human being. It is a manifestation of God that exists within everyone's heart. Along with that spiritual spark that we've been speaking about. The self, the I. I exist within this body. And the fundamental teachings of spiritual knowledge teaches that I am different from this body. But not only do I exist within this body, also that the manifestation of the Supreme Lord is Paramatma exists. This Paramatma is called the Super Soul.
Try to,
whatever you try to do for this fish,
воде.
So in the same way, the pure spirit spark.
Другими словами, точно так же, чистая духовная душа.
Who is eternal?
Которая вечна.
When he comes in contact with this temporary world.
Приходя в контакт с этим временным миром.
She is not in his natural element.
Не находится в естественной среде.
Because he's meant to experience a pleasure which is far greater than the pleasure of this temporary world.
Поскольку живое существо предназначено испытывать удовольствие, которое намного выше удовольствия материального.
The pleasures in this world all have a beginning and an end.
Удовольствие материального мира все имеют начало и конец.
They are all the result of this contact with the senses and the sense objects.
И все они являются результатом взаимодействия объектов чувств.
But anyone with a little bit of intelligence.
Но каждый, любой, кто имеет немножко разума.
A little bit of analysis. Can easily understand that the pleasures that one experiences in this body are very temporary. They simply do not last. We created a conception of different types of pleasure that we may try to experience.
Своим различного рода концепции и счастья, которые будут продолжаться, к которым будем обещать долго.
And then we may strive and get that experience.
И мы можем потом пытаться, очень сильно пытаться получить это удовольствие.
But then when we actually get that experience, it's very quickly finished.
Но как только мы получаем опыт этого наслаждения, оно исчезает.
It does not last very long.
Оно не длится слишком
долго. Whether it's enjoying the calm by eating different types of knowledge, there is a limit to that enjoyment.
Yes,
the body is limited.
We
may meditate upon different types of palatable foods as opportunities for enjoyment. But after finishing it, then the body is full, cannot eat anymore.
No. Когда мы закончили, когда тело уже наполнено, больше не может есть.
This is very temporarily satisfying.
То есть мы понимаем, что очень временно удовлетворение.
It doesn't give full satisfaction.
Оно это не процесс не дает полного
удовлетворения. If one experiences satisfaction to its fullest extent,
если человек испытывает удовлетворение на со всей полнотой,
it means that the symptoms of all hankering would go away.
Это означает, что признаки сожаления и скорби исчезают.
Isn't that the symptom of satisfaction?
Нет, это является признаком.
The symptom of satisfaction is that hankering and limitation no longer exist.
Признак удовлетворения состоит в том, что страдания и скорбь более не проявляются.
But when one tries to experience pleasure on a physical level,
но когда человек пытается ощутить удовольствие на физическом уровне,
then this system of hankering and limitation simply continues and goes on and on. So therefore, it is understood that when the living entity comes in contact with this physical world, and identifies with that which is temporary, at best, all he gets is temporary pleasure. He can't get real pleasure.
And
it's all temporary pleasure.
And
at the beginning and the end. But he's eternal. And he has eternal consciousness. As we've already described. And then he has desire also, which is a symptom of consciousness. Therefore, the living entity must strive to experience that pleasure which is beyond his temporary. Therefore, those who are actually serious of the truth, they see the difference between this temporary physical world and the spirit. They know that there's a vast difference between the two. But how to understand the nature of the spirit? How is it studied? How is it learned? And how can one actually begin to understand self? Not only that, but how can one actually find the factual answer to the question of who am I? This may seem to be like a very, very simple question. And we may even laugh at ourselves thinking about this question. We may think it's a very foolish question. I know who I am. But how do they answer that question? Most people will answer that question totally in relationship to this temporary physical body. They'll answer that question in terms of the name, which is the designation of this body. Which took its birth in a particular place at a particular time, under particular conditions, from a particular family, in a particular country. All these different types of external designations, they actually have nothing to do with the actual I of this body. Yet when I am absorbed in this physical world, everything becomes related to that identification
only.
Because I have actually forgotten who I am. And now I've created so many temporary designations to provide an answer to this question. But they're not factual. They're temporary. That's why Krishna says that the truth, what distinguishes the truth from that which is not
true,
is the truth that is related to that which is eternal. And that which is not truth is related to that which is temporary. This material which is not truth is related to that which is temporary. This material energy is temporary, as we explained. And as we said, it's always going through these changes. Just like some may say, ask me, what is this? Everything is going through this transformation. Therefore, just like this building,
например,
it may have been existing for so many years. But how long the ingredients in this building were to exist is what we know of today as a building.
Как, например, кто может принять веревку, смею
But what is false is identifying the rope to be the snake.
Но что является ложным, так это отождествление веревки и змеи.
In the same way, I actually exist.
То есть так же я действительно существую.
And this matter actually exists.
И материя также существует.
But what is false is the identification.
Но что является ложным, так это отождествление.
When I think that my existence is defined by the body.
Как мы думаем, что мое существование определяется этим делом?
So these are the very fundamental points of the
system. Таковы основные моменты духовной жизни.
Which enables us to understand the difference between matter and spirit.
Который дает нам возможность понять разницу между духом и материей.
But now we must understand what is the actual nature of spirit.
Но сейчас мы должны понять, в чем состоит истинная сущность природы.
It is explained that it is not sufficient simply to know that I am not this body.
Говорится, что совершенно недостаточно просто знать, что я не являюсь этим телом.
I do not define my existence by negation of that which is not true.
Я не определяю свое существование, отрицая то, что является ложью.
Just like if you were to ask me who am I.
Например, если я задаю этот вопрос,
and if I And I would tell you, I am not a Jew with us. Does that tell you who I am? I
can
go on naming many different people. I'm not Ronald Reagan. That still doesn't say who I am.
Or I'm not
Boris Johnson. Therefore, we do not define our actual identity simply by negation. It is not sufficient simply to know that I am spirit. And I'm not this body. Because that still doesn't define who I am. It is only a definition of negation, only a definition by negation. There's much more to be understood than that. So, one thing we can very easily understand at this point.
Объясняется, что истинная сущность живого существа состоит в том, что он
changed my nature. What does this mean, thinking of me? He's describing phenomenon of Krishna consciousness. For instance, Krishna also explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me,
и все видит во мне.
I have never lost to him.
Для такого человека я никогда не бываю в потере.
Nor has he ever lost to me.
И такой человек хорошо себя не будет потерять.
What is Krishna talking about here?
О чем здесь говорит?
When he says one who sees me everywhere.
Когда он говорит, что для того, кто видит меня повсюду.
How does one see Krishna everywhere?
Как человек может видеть Кришну повсюду?
And one actually sees Krishna everywhere by seeing everything in relationship with Krishna.
Человек может видеть Кришну повсюду, видя все абсолютно.
He doesn't see it as this is from my enjoyment. He doesn't see it as this is from my enjoyment.
Oh, ah.
He sees, no, actually everything is coming from God. And he doesn't become bewildered by this temporary world. One becomes bewildered, he becomes bewildered because he sees it separate from Krishna. But one who actually sees things as they are. Sees that there's nothing in existence separate from Krishna. Everything has existence. So how does one see Krishna everywhere?
Итак, как человек может видеть Кришну повсюду?
He sees everything in terms of his relationship with Krishna.
Он видит все абсолютно в связи с Кришной.
Just like a parent loves his child.
Это подобно тому, как родитель любит своего ребенка.
And this love is very strong.
Эта любовь очень сильна.
So when the parent simply sees the child too.
И когда родитель видит оба ребенка.
It's a shoe. But the parent doesn't see just the shoe.
No.
And the parent sees the child. Why? Because he sees immediately the shoe in relationship to the child. Or the parent might be in the house and he might hear the child's voice outside. When he hears the voice, immediately the parent sees the child.
Когда он слышит этот голос, он немедленно видит ребенка.
Why?
Почему?
Because everything that is connected to the child immediately sees a relationship to the child.
Потому что когда он видит все, что связано с ребенком, то он
видит. We may see the child boy.
И он может видеть игрушки.
Again, he sees the child. And so the same way, one who is actually situated in love with God.
Точно так же тот, кто пребывает,
he sees Krishna everywhere. Because he sees everything in relationship to Krishna. He does not become bewildered by the external designations.
And
in Bhagavad
Gita,
Lord Krishna described as a person as Pankha Samadarshana. Pankha Samadarshana means to see with equal vision.
And
Lord Krishna explains that the gentle and learned Brahman, the gentle sage, he sees with equal vision. A learned Brahman, an elephant, a cow, a dog, and a donkey. And this is what Krishna describes as equal vision. What is this equal vision? He doesn't see the external body. He sees the living entity within the body. And therefore he sees everyone equally. He does not make distinction. He can be a genuine well-wisher of all living beings. Just as it's described in the Upanishad. is all that he needs, his spiritual spark. And follows him one with the Lord. Becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety? So in other words, he sees all living beings equally. But how does he, why does he see them equally? Because he sees everyone as a servant of
Krishna.
And because he sees everyone as a servant of Krishna, he treats everyone equally. He doesn't see friends and enemies. In this world, we see according to the external body. We see somebody who satisfies my senses, he's my friend. Somebody disturbs my senses, he's my enemy. So I gather myself around anyone who satisfies my senses and calls me my friend. And anyone who disturbs, he's my enemy. In other words, he sees according to the standard of the body. He may see somebody as a friend because he has he was born in the same country. So he's my friend. Somebody who's born in another country. Who may try to, who may have enmity with my country. He's my enemy. But he simply sees according to his external designation. He doesn't really have the ability to see. Caught up with the same external designation. But what does that mean to Krishna consciousness? He sees all living entities as parts and parcels of God. He sees all living entities as servants of God. And therefore he treats everyone equally. He's thinking simply, how can I help him to understand the eternal relationship with
Krishna?
How can I help his consciousness go beyond his temporary consciousness? And bring him to understand who his eternal friend and well-wisher actually is. And bring him to understand who is actually his
eternal
friend and
well-wisher.
This is Krishna.
Krishna
is the well-wisher of all living beings. He's the friend of all living beings. And because Krishna is simply Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He's the supreme controller.
He's
the supreme proprietor.
He's
the supreme enjoyer. Krishna is Bhagavan. This Bhagavan is the highest realization of the Absolute Truth. We talked about Brahman. We talked about Paramatma. Now we will talk about Bhagavan. This Bhagavan is actually Krishna. Who is the possessor of all
opulence?
Who is a person? And he is the eternal living being. And the friend and well-wisher of all other living beings. Now Krishna, because Krishna is eternal. He is not dependent upon anything temporary. He is the reservoir of all pleasure. And therefore another name for Krishna is
Rama.
Which means the reservoir of all pleasure. And Krishna experiences unlimited pleasure. But Krishna shares this unlimited pleasure with his parts and parcels.
Мы занимаемся такого своего рода
Krishna.
Мы забыли Кришну.
So it's not artificial to chant Hare Krishna.
Так является искусственным воспевать Hare Krishna.
It's natural to be glorified Krishna. But instead we become so much absorbed in so many other subject matters.
Но после этого мы пришли в многие предметы.
That Krishna is no longer part of our daily conversation.
Что Кришна уже более не является частью наших ежедневных разговоров.
So many other things to talk about.
Есть так много других вещей, о которых хотелось говорить.
Sister Sukadeva Swami described Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sukadeva Goswami answered Srimad Bhagavatam.
Shrota Vyasi Rajana Vedra Srimad Apasitam Atmatat Bhakti Nation Vedim Vedinam. He describes that those persons who are materially engrossed. Being blind to all of the absolute truth.
Будучи слепыми по отношению к абсолютной истине.
They have many subject matters for hearing in human society.
Имеют так много различных предметов для слушания в человеческом обществе.
So many important things to talk about.
Так много очень важных вещей, как вы сказали.
Fill up their day constantly with so many different topics of discussion.
Они наполняют свой день различными темами для обсуждения.
But what are those topics?
Но о чем все это?
Which prepare us for the ultimate golden life.
Готовят ли это нас к высшей цели жизни?
What about those topics which help us to understand who we actually are?
Как насчет тех тем, которые помогают нам понять, что же мы действительно есть?
What about those topics which prepare our consciousness for the time of giving up this life?
Как насчет тех предметов, которые помогут нам подготовиться к моменту, когда мы будем оставлять материальное тело?
We could be so much absorbed in talking about all these external topics.
Мы можем быть поглощены в разговоре обо всех этих вещах.
But what is the value of all such discussions when it comes to time to give up this body?
Ну, какой смысл всего этого момент, когда оставляет свое тело?
All that behind
you.
Therefore, Krishna consciousness means the cultivation of our consciousness with God now. It's our natural consciousness. Human life actually means to create this consciousness. Because something everyone must face. Anyone who avoids accepting the material body must face. He has to give up his body. Everybody must confront this. But if he gives up his body like the attacking dogs, without having solved any of the problems of life, then such a person is described as a miserly person. He's a miser because he has something of great value. He has superior intellect, intelligence. But which he can discriminate by other
spirit.
And understand the eternal relationship with God. Everyone must face this. And the human form of life is meant to be cultivated in one's consciousness of God. That is the actual mission, purpose of
people.
Why does he talk about giving up the body? Remember his name, Krishna says.
Krishna говорит, что то, но без меня дело помнит меня.
He wants to take my nature.
Обретает мое природу.
Means he doesn't have to accept another
material.
Whatever our consciousness is absorbed in the time of giving up his blood.
Чтобы не было погружено наше сознание в момент оставления тела.
In that state we will obtain without fail.
То самое мы обретем.
It's like Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy.
Srila Prabhupada provides an analogy.
That the cat carries in her mouth, kisses in her hand.
Here, the worker, Koshka, несет
and shows her teeth to the rat.
И показывает свои зубы крысе.
The rat doesn't look at it the same way.
Крыса не смотрит на то же самое.
Same cat.
Та же самая кошка.
Same teeth.
Те же самые зубы.
But a very different perspective.
Совершенно различные перспективы.
Why? So therefore the cat, the rat sees the cat as death. A very rude termination to my existence in this body. And therefore the spirit. But for the kitten.
No.
There's no fear. Because the kitten understands. My mother taking me home. So in the same way, one who's actually Krishna conscious knows he's eternal. Who knows that Krishna is eternal? He knows the time he's giving up his body. There's no cause for fear. I will continue to exist.
Krishna
is completely pure. And when we associate with Krishna, we become pure.
там нет части Кришны, мы также сейчас.
So this is the actual goal of Krishna consciousness.
Такова естественная цель сознания Кришны.
And then this is the purpose by which these gatherings are established.